This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. The supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, he says, kill all the Jews and annihilate Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Building tension between Israel and Iran. It seems now the Israelis are signaling that they may act and conduct a strike inside Iran at their nuclear sites sooner than later. Do they have your full support for that raid?
I don't think that Israel has made a decision on what they need to do. I think they, like us, believe that Iran has to stand down on its nuclear weapons program.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Iran has had a long time to contemplate how they might respond to such an attack. Do you fear that they will wage attacks within the United States on American soil?
You know, we don't see any evidence that they have those intentions or capabilities right now. And again, our goal is to resolve this issue diplomatically. That would be preferable. We're not going to take any options off the table, though.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Folks, you heard the opening of the show, the new language being used by the supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, says to kill all the Jews and annihilate Israel. This is after he called Israel a cancer and then also made the threat that they will assist. Again, he made this clear in his Friday sermon in Iran, that Iran will now assist any entity or organization that will carry out attacks against Israel or its allies. And of course, we're included there. So again, this is the strongest language I think we've heard from the supreme leader of Iran. He controls the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the government, the religious apparatus, the judicial system, and the military, of course. And now he is coming out with this new language to annihilate not all Israelis. I want to make that clear. All Jews, basically wherever you can find them. And that is, that includes, of course, that makes the entire world, Dad, I guess the best way to say it, a target.
Well,
because there are Jewish communities everywhere.
Well, and by the way, the Israelis have told, and the United States knows this as well, that Israeli targets in the United States or Jewish targets in the United States are on alert right now. The Iranian government has laid out basically through the Ayatollah a legal and religious justification, as they call it, for the destruction of Israel and the slaughter of its people. Now, here's the danger in this, is that they really believe this. And as the tensions escalate, and Jordan's going to report in a moment, the president has signed even newer sanctions right now. The situation with Iran is very, very serious. I mean, you've got Syria, which is imploding right now. You've got Egypt in complete turmoil. And now you have Iran threatening the annihilation of Israel, and as Jordan said, unfortunately, as we know they would, Jews everywhere. This is, you know, I don't take them just as rhetoric. There's reports out right now that they're actually engaged in military exercises in southern Iran with their Revolutionary Guard to deal with this. That's reported, by the way, in Associated Press. So these are real reports coming out from around the country. Our phone lines are open for you, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. A very simple question, and that is, how serious do you think this threat of Iran is, and what should we do about it, and what should the Israelis do about it? Again, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Let me change topics for just a moment. Jordan, you were on the air this weekend. Or do you want to save that for the break, or do you want to go ahead and tell them what's going on with the Jesus statue in Montana?
You know, we'll do it in the comeback because we got a couple clips from that interview, Dad, which I think people really enjoy listening to get the full scope. I will say this as we go into this next break. President Obama, that he was already authorized to do this by Congress, has now signed the executive order that imposes sanctions. Now, these are U.S. sanctions, not international, not the whole world, not U.N., on Iran's central bank and any of its entities. So any Iranian assets tied to that central bank of Iran, which is the main funding source for Iran, and a lot of international institutions still do business with them. So any of their money that's here, even if it's in a foreign bank in New York City, not a U.S. bank, cannot leave the country. Now, this was authorized by Congress. President Obama has signed the executive order. We come back, Dad, even yesterday before the Super Bowl, when he did his interview, customary interview, a couple hours before with Matt Lauer at the White House, he talked about Iran. We'll play some of that. Folks, the tension is ratcheting up. The issue is the president seems to think there's a diplomatic solution, but we're imposing really tough sanctions, which are really, you know, an act of aggression. We're saying we're cutting off your money. We got to stand with Israel, and we have to stand for our own country against a nuclear Iran. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Israel is facing grave danger, and now there are troubling reports that President Obama won't assist in defending Israel and has actually issued a warning, urging Israel to stand down. Don't take military action against Iran. Don't defend yourself. Don't launch a strike against Iran. Iran is less than a year away from having nuclear weapons, and now a new threat from Iran calling Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that definitely will be cut off. It has been more than half a century since an American president has turned their back on our greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's a time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message. Call now 1-877-989-2255, online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, folks. Again, President Obama signed into law the sanctions that Congress approved on Iran's central bank. Now, this is just the United States, but certainly it's another step in the sanctions battle that's been waged against Iran at the international level and our own domestic level. The tough thing is that you've got countries like Iran, Russia, and China kind of standing in the way of the really tough sanctions to try and, you know, economically cripple a regime before you have to cripple them other ways through military force. And now we've heard from our own Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta. Remember last week he said he believes a strike on from Israel against Iran will come between April, May, and June. Then you have President Obama signing the executive order, but he did an interview yesterday. Now, usually these don't get so heavy. With Matt Lauer, right, you know, before the Super Bowl, many of you probably heard this. First, let's listen to the first how it came up with Matt Lauer from NBC News and President Obama at the White House yesterday, Byte 18.
Building tension between Israel and Iran. It seems now the Israelis are signaling that they may act and conduct a strike inside Iran at their nuclear sites sooner than later. Do they have your full support for that raid?
I don't think that Israel has made a decision on what they need to do. I think they, like us, believe that Iran has to stand down on its nuclear weapons program.
You know, I'm going to say something here, Jordan, that's interesting, and then you'll get right to it. This is very different than what his director of national intelligence said last week.
Yeah, I mean, first I want to play, again, when President Obama's asked directly about attacks on the U.S. soil. Remember how we talked about that last week, Dad? Because of Obama administration officials, not just Israeli officials who have been warning us, but now, and many conservative leaders. You know, Rick Santorum's talked about it a long time, actually, on the campaign trail, even before he was on the campaign trail, about Hezbollah and Iranian Revolutionary Guard working with the drug cartels in Mexico, working with Hugo Chavez. They're right along our border. And then we had Iranian agents who were arrested here trying to kill the ambassador of Saudi Arabia. I mean, I say arrested here, I mean where I am, Washington, D.C., and blow up the Israeli and Saudi embassy here in Washington, D.C. Matt Lauer asked the president directly about an attack on U.S. soil from Iran by 21.
Iran has had a long time to contemplate how they might respond to such an attack. Do you fear that they will wage attacks within the United States on American soil?
You know, we don't see any evidence that they have those intentions or capabilities right now. And again, our goal is to resolve this issue diplomatically. That would be preferable. We're not going to take any options off the table, though.
You know, here's what's interesting, Dad, is that the president basically says we have no evidence of this. Well, why did his director of national intelligence, James Clapper, tell the Senate Intelligence Committee last week. Let me read it to you. The plot against the Saudi ambassador shows that some Iranian officials, probably including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, that means probably including the top person, the top leader of Iran, have changed their calculus and are now more willing to conduct an attack in the United States in response to real or perceived U.S. actions. Folks, that includes things like sanctions that threaten the regime. We are also concerned about Iranian plotting against U.S. or allied interest overseas, so attacking our interest in, you know, Europe and foreign countries, but also right here because we've already picked them up. So the president, I get that, you know, it's the day of the Super Bowl and he doesn't want to scare people maybe, but don't have your director of national intelligence tell the Senate Intelligence Committee that you believe Iranian supreme leader has authorized attacks on U.S. soil and then tell everybody there's no evidence of that when you got a couple Iranian Revolutionary Guard guys in American jail being tried in federal court for plotting terror attacks inside the U.S. And let me tell you, they blow up the Saudi embassy, Americans get killed. They assassinate or blow up the Israeli embassy here, Americans get killed. That's an attack on our soil.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And folks, this is where we need to stand with Israel. I said this on Friday's program. I'm going to say it again. We're also standing for our own national security here. So I want to encourage you. We've got a petition up online right now. And I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org and take a stand for Israel. We've got to stand with them. They've got to do whatever they need to do at the appropriate time. But the administration, I'm glad they did sign those tougher sanctions, but there's kind of a two issues coming out here, and there's an inconsistent statement. And I just want to be able to tell the United Nations and tell the White House and tell the leadership that we, the American people, want to stand with our ally Israel against Iran. That's what we're talking about. It really is that simple. So Jordan's going to give you the number in a moment. You could go to ACLJ.org, but folks, sign on to that petition. We'll be taking your calls in a second here. Let's stand with Israel, especially right now.
Yeah, folks, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I mean, you hear we've got new sanctions, very tough sanctions on Iran, and Iran threatening to attack us with any kind of aggression. That's what we hear from our national intelligence director. That they would include as aggression because it's taking their money away from their nuclear program and other interests. So, folks, this is serious. I mean, this is a serious event. And then you've got what's going on in Syria right now. Iran is now tied to, of course, killing all of those people, hundreds of people being mowed down in the streets, and we can't get Russia or China again to agree to a plan at the United Nations level on how to help the people of Syria, who are that regime, of course, directly tied to the Iranian regime as well. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Tim is calling from Virginia Online 4. Tim, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, no one loves or likes, so to say, war, but sometimes it is necessary. I'm calling because, first of all, I am a devout Christian, and I love the Lord, and the Bible says for us to pray for the peace of Israel.
Yep.
I'm currently serving as a member of the armed forces, and nobody likes war. However, this is necessary.
I appreciate your service to the country. We all do.
If we need to go to war against Iran, I'm all for it. And I love my country and I love my Lord. And this is something that we have to do. This is where we are in history as far as the Word of God. These things are inevitable and they're going to happen. But I stand 100% behind Israel and I stand.
Well, let me tell you this again. We appreciate your service to the country. That I can't tell you what that means. And we hope there is no war. Israel, I think, would engage in a much more surgical strike. They did it in Syria and Jordan. That's kind of what you're hearing. That doesn't mean there won't be retaliation from Iran. I expect there would be. But that's the calculation that's going on inside of Israel right now.
And it's our servicemen and women like Tim who will be part of the retaliation will get aimed at them. I mean, if they're serving overseas, if they're at bases overseas, not just in the Middle East either. If you're on ships, if you're in the Persian Gulf, you've got the issue with the Strait of Hormuz. You've got our troops still in Iraq. You know, you've got contingents in Kuwait. You have, again, military bases all over the Middle East. And that's not to say that they wouldn't try and attack in other places as well. I mean, if this got into a situation where it's not just one airstrike and Iran's not going to do anything. I mean, we're talking about missiles coming in here. So, folks, I think it's time to take a stand. We get more and more information every day. Obviously, it's on our president's mind. That's a good thing. But this diplomatic option, when you put on sanctions on their number one economic interest, I'm not sure how you're negotiating with them much anymore. Let's listen again to President Obama about the sanctions, Bite 19.
We have mobilized the international community in a way that is unprecedented, and they are feeling the pinch. They are feeling the pressure, but they have not taken the step that they need to diplomatically, which is to say, we will pursue peaceful nuclear power, we will not pursue a nuclear weapon. Until they do, I think Israel rightly is going to be very concerned, and we are as well.
You know, interesting, it's Ayatollah Khomeini, in response to the sanction statement, said that the sanctions will not have any impact on our determination to continue our nuclear course. So there is clearly a stand-up. I do want to say to the president, I am glad that the language coming out of the White House is getting stronger, Jordan. And it is good that President Obama signed those sanctions that Congress put forward. Those are all steps in the right direction.
Yeah.
But as he said, and the president said it, Israel is in a very, very difficult spot right now.
Yeah, the tough thing is this all too little, too late? I mean, that we have already gotten Israel's back against the wall because our own Secretary of Defense said, you know, the war's coming within, you know, April, May, or June. That's not too far around the corner. And is it because we waited too long to push the world? And then when we did push the world, we see, hey, we can institute some pretty tough sanctions. That's good. But and Europe can, but if we can't get the whole world and their main trading partners, which are, of course, China and Russia,
right,
if they're not going along with it, then Iran is not going to be totally crippled. I mean, that would be the kind of sanctions that would prevent a military conflict because they would have no money whatsoever. Their people would be revolting because there'd be no government services provided. Let's try to take another call before the break. Jerry in Oregon on line one. Jerry, very quickly, you're on the air.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, you've stated, and I believe, that through God's word, he's told us that he'll bless those who bless Israel. And I believe that he'll bless us personally if we bless Israel, even through things as simple as signing the petition. Your thoughts, please.
Well, of course, you know, I think that's part of praying for the peace of Jerusalem. And the Bible does say, I will bless those that bless thee and curse these that curse thee. Jordan, you wanted to respond to this as well.
Yeah, I think, you know what, Jerry, it's very important that your personal stand with Israel. I think you're correct. You know, you are a supporter of Israel, and that's the right thing to do biblically. But we also elect our leaders in America, and we were put in that place by God. We were born in America, a country where we choose our leaders. So we have to do as much as possible through our own democratic process to make sure that what we're praying for can be put into action as much as possible, not just in the spiritual world, but in this world as well, because we are put in the position to choose our own leaders, to have freedom of speech, to speak out and stand with Israel. I hope you'll do that right now. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. You're standing with Israel against a nuclear Iran, but you're also standing for your own country right now, folks. They want to attack us. 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Israel is facing grave danger, and now there are troubling reports that President Obama won't assist in defending Israel and has actually issued a warning, urging Israel to stand down. Don't take military action against Iran. Don't defend yourself. Don't launch a strike against Iran. Iran is less than a year away from having nuclear weapons, and now a new threat from Iran calling Israel, quote, a cancer tumor that definitely will be cut off. It has been more than half a century since an American president has turned their back on our great greatest ally. Israel's defense minister says if sanctions don't work, military action must be considered to stop Iran. Stand with the ACLJ now and demand that President Obama stand with Israel, support Israel, and defend Israel if necessary. This is not the time for political posturing. It's a time to show our unequivocal support for Israel. Send President Obama a message. Call now 1-877-989-2255, online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You know, we're talking about Israel making a potential preemptive strike. And by the way, it's not us talking about it. That's the Israelis talking about it. That is our Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, talking about it. President Obama is at least alluding to it. He did issue tougher sanctions. But let me tell you something else. This is from the Washington Times. The Iranians are also thinking about a preemptive strike against Israel. In other words, they know what's coming. So therefore, they may make a preemptive strike. It may not be, would not be with a nuclear weapon, because we don't believe at this point they have that capability as of today. But they can, through their proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas, and they've done this before. Jordan and I have been there when they've done it, rain rockets in from Gaza and from Lebanon. So all of that can take place simultaneously. So you got to realize the geopolitical situation here is really quite intense. And that's the very reason why, again, folks, we want to encourage you to go to aclj.org. We've got a lot of great information there. Sign that petition backing Israel, praying for Israel, praying for our leaders too, including the President of the United States, including Secretary of State Panetta, including the members of Congress. This is serious. The situation has escalated significantly, even over the weekend. In fact, other than the political news that's out there, this is the dominant story. So, again, go to aclj.org. We'll keep you updated. Jordan's going to keep you updated on Twitter as well. And you can certainly call our petition line and sign on. As our previous caller said, that's an act of blessing Israel, standing with Israel, by simply making that call or going to aclj.org. If you do want to call us, it's just 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to sign on to a petition supporting Israel and letting everybody know that we're standing with our ally.
Folks, again, I want to just reiterate, because of all the work we do around the world, you know, we have an office in Israel. We are working on the situation with the pastor in Iran, who his fate is at the hand of the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, who's now making this threat to annihilate all Jews and destroy Israel, called it a cancer, again in his Friday prayers. This is a ratcheting towards conflict. And I know the president signed those sanctions today. Yesterday, he kind of said, well, we hope there's still a diplomatic option. I understand saying that. But folks, we've got to prepare now for what our own Secretary of Defense told us to a reporter on the record and didn't back away from. They're looking at April, May, June as the timeline for an Israeli strike on Iran. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Mervin's calling from Nevada on line 4. Mervin, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Mervin.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Let's go ahead and take another call, because I think she's listening to the radio. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yep, let's go to Betty calling from New York on line 2. Betty, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My stand is backing Israel 100% in whatever decision, and commending her for not worrying about what anyone, any other nation thinks about her. She does what she needs for her people. And as far as the UN's concerned with their sanctions and their resolutions, it's a joke. Nothing is ever accomplished there. They don't actually enforce anything.
Well, their inspectors were actually turned away from the key site, and the reaction on that has been, as we expected, the UN saying, well, we're going to try to get back in there in 3 weeks. But, Jordan, this is – look, it's getting a lot of attention in Washington too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's time to for us to take a stand. You know, this is one of those issues. It doesn't have to be partisan. Congress has passed very tough sanctions. The world is not responding to President Obama's request, specifically China and Russia. And if they're not going to get on board with this, folks, I just think that we have to prepare for the worst. We have to prepare for the worst, because the sanctions may hurt Iran and slow things down, but they've got missiles that can hit Israel. They can strike back, and they're moving ahead with a nuclear program because they're still working with China and Russia. So long as they can do that, we are at a situation where our own Secretary of Defense has told us that he believes Israel's going to strike in April, May, or June. He said it's a better than 50% chance of that when he clarified it, but he did not back away from it. And then we had our Director of National Intelligence say that we can expect attacks on U.S. soil, that it looks like the Ayatollah has approved that because of what they already approved when it was Iranian agents trying to assassinate the Saudi ambassador in New York when he was visiting New York and blow up the Saudi and Israeli embassy here in D.C., which I think right there tells you the kind of enemies Iran has, that they would target at the same time Saudi Arabia and Israel. I mean, that is not two people usually put together as friends and allies. And to Iran, they are both enemies. So if they're both enemies, if the Saudis are the enemies of the Iranians and the Israelis are the enemies of the Iranians, and we're the ones putting the sanctions on them, we are also enemies. They chose our country to try and do that plot, to send a message. Now, folks, you can do something about it, though, because we've got actually the things moving in the right direction. I think we've got our president much more likely, it looked like yes. In that interview, even though he doesn't want it, to go along with Israel doing what it needs to do if these diplomatic options fail. I think that the signing of this executive order this week is key. It gives a little time to see if that does anything at all. Folks, this is the time to call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, Dad, I also, because I'm kind of playing on my show, I was on Fox News yesterday about the big victory we had involving the Statue of Jesus in Montana. That's a World War II memorial. It's been there since 1953. And last year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation started complaining to the Forest Service about it, and they were about to take it down. They actually authorized the takedown of the statue that had been there since 1953. And then there was a public outcry. Congressman Rayburn and those of us, our ACLJ members, stood up, and they allowed a comment period at the Forest Service. 95,000 came in. Over 70,000 were just from the ACLJ. Over 10,000 were just from the congressman standing with the statue. And then even after that, only a few thousand came in from Freedom From Religion Foundation. The co-founder and president of that foundation went on Fox News Live with me yesterday and listened to a couple statements here. This is her, and tells you about how kind of delusional they are about just reality, talking about a comment I made about how they like to sandblast things in Washington. Take a listen.
Been there since 1953, and no one's complained until 2012. Now, 2011, when you had Freedom From Religion Foundation. And this is the group that is against Under God in the Pledge, our national motto, In God We Trust, the National Day of Prayer. I'm sure would like to sandblast some religious references that we have here all over Washington, D.C., maybe Moses from the Supreme Court and the Ten Commandments, because
Moses,
that's what this is like. This
Supreme
has got
Court,
this has
Jordan.
Got a historical reference.
Dad, I hope you picked up on that as well, since you've argued cases there.
And there it is, when I'm arguing those cases, immediately to, while I'm facing the court, immediately to my right. And by the way, not only is it the Ten Commandments, it's Moses holding the Ten Commandments with the words in Hebrew. So there is absolutely no doubt about that. By the way, they're threatening to file a suit. For those that don't know, last week we had good news that the Forestry Service renewed the lease on the Montana statue. It involves Jesus. It's the World War II memorial. That was great news. Unfortunately, which is not a surprise, no shock here, they are going to, and we're prepared for it, file lawsuits, and we will be in the process of fighting for you. So that will be literally a situation where we're going to be in court fighting for you once they file. They may file today. We'll have more on that. Again, stay tuned at ACLJ.org.
Yeah, and you know, it's also interesting, Dad, not only inside the courtroom that you've mentioned before in oral argument and in our briefs. So, I mean, it's not even controversial.
Justices.
There's Ten Commandments all over the place in the Supreme Court. And on the outside, on the back of the court, the east pediment, so the very top, right in the middle, and it's actually right behind the ACLJ, so you can look at it right there, is Moses. He's the main figure carved on the outside of the Supreme Court walls as well. So you see how delusional that group, that Freedom From Religion Foundation, is when they'll just make stuff up and find constitutional controversies. We're fighting those battles at the same time we are taking a stand against Iran's nuclear program. Things are getting tough. It's about standing with Israel. But let me tell you, folks, very clearly right now, it's about standing for us, America, the United States. Call now, 877-989-2255, because America needs your help at the United Nations. President Obama needs your help with Russia and China. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.